Back now with Day to Day. Federal Reserve officials are meeting today. They're expected to hold interest rates steady. Hardly news, you might be thinking, but a lot of economists think there's a brewing story behind the Fed's non-action. Steve Tripoli from Marketplace joins us now. And Steve, so what's going on behind this non-news?
Well, Madeline, the economists I've spoken with say the Fed's up against a rock and a hard place, a lot of anxiety there. Fed officials are worried that inflation is way above where they want it to be, despite some signs of easing just this week. But there's also weakness in the economy, especially in the housing market. So the new figures out yesterday show a big drop in housing starts. Economist Joel Naroff at Commerce Bank says that combination of weakness plus inflationary pressures is very tough to control.
This is probably the worst environment possible for the Fed. They'd like to raise rates in order to keep inflation from getting out of hand. But if they raise rates too much at this point in the face of a slowing economy and a weakening housing market, they could find themselves in the midst of a recession.
So, Steve, the Fed will wait on raising interest rates?
That's the apparent word, but it seems in this case that the Fed is not waiting comfortably. Some economists see today's no-hike decision as a play for time. It works like this. The Fed holds off for now in the hope that the slowing economy takes care of those inflationary pressures by itself. Then they get to look like geniuses.
Well, other economists don't see it that way, right? I mean, they don't see the Fed as being in a bind.
True. The thinking is, sure, housing appears weak, but there's good news on consumer prices recently and energy prices have eased off. So you're right that some economists see this as an orderly slowdown where just a few parts of the economy fall off and most of the rest holds up. But economists say it usually takes a sharp slowdown to tame inflation. So if the slowdown is indeed gradual, it may leave the inflation problem to rear its head. And that's because a lot of prices really are up over the past year and consumers see it. There's also upward pressure on wages, which workers certainly like, but it is an inflation indicator.
Well, is that something that worries Fed Chief Ben Bernanke?
Well, if anything's keeping him awake at night, it's probably something along those lines. Don't forget, the Fed's main job is to keep inflation at bay. So the Fed watchers say Bernanke's dilemma is that if it turns out there weren't enough rate hikes now because inflation ends up showing up later, then the Fed will have to raise rates more sharply later. That could trigger a recession all by itself. But if the Fed had raised rates now and it turned out those hikes weren't needed, we'd likely have had a recession anyway, and they'd get blamed for that. So they're taking this wait-and-see attitude. Let's just say there aren't too many economists wishing they had Ben Bernanke's job right now.
So, Steve, what's the one thing to watch out for this?
The word is that the wage increases are the one to watch. If wages go up, prices could rise with them, and then the whole inflation thing kicks off. Madeline, by the way, later today on Marketplace, we'll be scanning global economic horizons. We have a report card on the state of globalization with Nobel laureate Joseph Stiglitz.
Thank you, Steve. Steve Tripoli of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.